Listening to what we've had to say so far, two women I want you to meet. There is Frances, who's 14 years old. She called BBC Radio this morning. There's her mum, Sue. They farm near Ripon. And Frances, you've got something to say to the minister.
I'd just like to know and make sure that you understand the problems that we as dairy farmers are facing in Britain today. We've been struggling already with the prices of milk, but because of these cuts, we are really struggling. Businesses are just cannot cope anymore and are having to just quit and can't carry on. I'd like you to understand where we're coming from when we say we just can't live and have a sustainable livelihood out of this amount of money. And I think to talk about fair trade here when we say we can't actually cope.
I think the minister gets the drift of where you're going. Minister, the question is, do you have an answer for 14-year-old Frances? We've been talking about emotions running high in farming families at the moment. It's quite obvious that this is a North Yorkshire farming family facing the stress. Do you understand what they're going through?
Well, obviously I'm not in their shoes, and therefore to say I really understand, some people might think is superficial, but I think I understand. I certainly am very much aware of the figures that Frances talks about, and I'm very conscious of that it's their views shared by thousands of farmers elsewhere in the country. I'd be wrong to say there is an easy answer. There isn't. We have to find a better way, better relationship between processors and farmers through a voluntary code, and I really, really hope that we can get that in place soon.
Can you intervene in any way? Is there anything that you can do to change the dynamic of this?
Well, I have said repeatedly, and I've done it in the last few days, both publicly and privately, to both sides, that I stand ready and waiting to act, if you like, as honest broker, to bang heads together, depends how you want to phrase it, if those two sides cannot come to a final agreement. But I'm still pushing them to do it without my intervention. That would be the far better way if we can get there.
So what do you say to the minister before he goes? I know he's got to rush off, he's got a busy day.
I'd like to, first of all, thank you for your time to speak to us. We are one of the farmers who thought the horizon looked a bit brighter 18 months ago, and we recognised we had to move forward to stand still in the industry, and we invested heavily in the welfare standards. We've got cows on sandbeds, put a new parlour in, we've heavily invested, and we're absolutely struck and blown double in the last few months. And I've got a husband and an uncle and a father-in-law who are out every day at 5:15. They're out until 10:30 at night. They come in, they maybe have an hour with the family if they're still up, and then they're out again until after midnight. They're living on 5 hours of sleep. They're absolutely worn. They're hit for a blow. They're getting up on wet, rainy days and saying, why are we getting up to lose money?
I understand it. That's a shocking story, and I fully appreciate the emotion and the trauma that is there. And I'm not going to pretend to you I've got a lot of glib, easy political answers. I don't have. But I really do believe there is a long-term future. We have a £1.2 billion deficit in this country of dairy products. We're importing so many yogurts and cheeses and butters and other dairy products which we could produce here. And I really wish our processors would concentrate more on them than squabbling about who bottles for the supermarkets. There is a great opportunity out there for our dairy industry. We can produce milk more cheaply than almost anybody else in Europe, and we need to capitalise on that. I think we can in the future, but that's not a short, easy answer, I know.
Minister, thank you very much indeed. Have to let you go there, and they've got a busy day. Well, there we are. That was something that I didn't particularly think was going to happen. I didn't know whether we were going to get the minister to speak to you live on the programme. He's been spirited away. He's got a busy day. What did you think of the answers that you got? I think he understands. I think he cares. But whether he can do anything, I'm not sure. Are you?
I'm not sure. I mean, the whole scenario is the supermarkets choose to drop the price to meet the consumer demands without giving consideration to the producers. The producers... the supermarkets turn around and just say to the producers, we're dropping your price by 2p a litre. We're dropping your price again by the 1st of August by 2p a litre. What industry does the tail wag the dog?
It's a very good question, isn't it? And I think probably one that will get nods of agreement around dairy farms around North Yorkshire and further afield this morning. Congratulations to Frances and Sue. It's not an easy thing to do, coming face to face with a government minister.